Yes, why not throw in a little oldie, just the one sprinkled in there. That's Stevie Wonder and Superstition on Today FM. Shortly, I'll be telling you how you can win a €500 one for all gift card. But now, I'm so excited, it's time for this. It is time now for my favourite part of the week. It is Celeb versus Pleb, our controversially named quiz, where we pit one of our fabulous listeners, and you are fabulous indeed, against a celebrity from our phone book. Well, who have you had in the past, Al? We've had Jack Whitehall, PJ Gallagher, Donico Callahan, Charlene McKenna last week, Kevin McGarren, although his caller, his Pleb, didn't necessarily think that he was a celeb and didn't recognise Kevin McGarren at all. Well, that won't be the case with the man we have in studio here today. He's had over 1,600,000 hits on YouTube. He can sing, he can play the trumpet, and my God, can he tickle your funny bone. It's Kel's cutie, Fred Cook.
Thank you so much, guys. You're very kind. I think the whole celeb thing is having a gradual fall here by the week. Next week is just going to be a flower pot at the end of the table or something like that.
How are you,
the
Fred?
The most famous flower pot of the Japanese gardens is in.
How are you getting on?
Oh, great. Yeah, I'm doing the Vodafone Comedy Festival this weekend. So, yeah, you know, it's like we're spoiled as comedians, I think. You know, yeah, what I mean? Because you get to hang out with your favourite comedians and it's cosy and it's nice. So it's like Christmas for comedians. I love it.
Yeah. Are you and Tommy still super close? We saw you on the Tommy Tiernan show earlier in the year.
We are best buddies, you know. So I haven't talked to him now in 6 months. So I'm a bit worried about him, to tell you the truth. He's not replying to my phone calls.
He probably wanted to give you a bit of space after all that.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's that. So, do you know when I was on his TV show and we don't know who the guests are? I don't know who the guests are either. And we had Sir A.P. McCoy on. And I haven't. I didn't.
Who?
Exactly, right?
So A.P. McCoy.
A.P. McCoy. And he's.
Is he from McCoy's Crisps?
No. Maybe he is. Maybe that's his other venture, that he's someone with his wife. Like, no, what he is. No, honestly, because if you're not into sport, like, you know, you it'll miss you.
Yeah.
It'll pass you. And, like, for example, I remember once busking and the guard had come up to me and goes, have you got a license? And I showed him my provisional. Do you know what I mean? Like, you showed him my provisional car. Like, if you don't know
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So I have to introduce Sir A.P. McCoy. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Tommy doesn't know. There's an audience in front of me, and written in front of me is Sir A.P. McCoy, but the researcher forgot to put a dot in between the A and
no.
the P. I did it.
Did you say Sir A.P. McCoy?
I went, Sir A.P. McCoy, Tommy!
And did he have to come out and say, I'm actually A.P. McCoy?
Exactly, yeah. I thought he was like a sir because he created the app or something like that. This guy's a legend. My God.
Oh, dear. There isn't a chat show on RTE that can survive without you, Fred. Because then, of course, the Ray Darcy show you kind of appear on and look after the audience for him and everything.
I do, yeah. Well, I've done, like yourself, I've done the warm-up for, you know, Republic of Telly and, you know, the Late Late Show. That's not as much crack now, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sure Ryan Tuberty's going to love you.
Oh, yeah.
Late
Late's
not coming up, Fred.
It's the best experience you could ever possibly have.
Yeah. Would you do a chat show? The Fred Cook Show?
I'd love to do one.
Wouldn't it be
great?
Yeah,
I'd love to do one on your slot on Today FM. So, Pamela, can we sort of that out? Because, you know, I've been working with you long before Al. You know that.
It's Pamela, what do you think?
Absolutely. I think we need to create a slot for Fred.
You see, Fred, I think what's happening with Today FM is that they're doing a big rotation. So Neil Delamere and Garode got a go on Sundays, and I'm getting a go now. But don't worry, they'll give you a go.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody gets a
Fred's
go.
Fred's fancies. On a Friday.
Does that involve, okay, if there's anyone here who fancies me, text them. Well, and then it'd be very, well, there hasn't been much texting today. But anyway, here's another Johnny Logan song. Hold me now. Here we go.
Oh, dear. What about the new tour then, Fredliner?
I am, yeah. I'm doing a tour and I'm so excited because this is the first time I'm going out on my own.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've got good supports and stuff like that.
Now, this is the final thing I want to say to you, Fred, before we find out who you're competing against in our quiz today.
Who's the pleb or celeb here? Am I the pleb?
You're, well, that's up to our audience, but
exactly,
you've been booked as the celeb. We had Damien Clark in yesterday.
Oh, brilliant. I love him.
And we got a text from a listener who said, Damo Clark and Fred Cook tried to use my two cats in a Republic of Telly sketch in Kilkenny.
Yeah,
the poor things took one look at them and fled for 3 hours by the river.
We were shooting the. I did this thing for Republic of Telly when I went around each county with a song.
Right.
And the Kilkenny one, Damien Clark came out with, was he was dressed up as Elton John,
yeah,
with Kilkenny and the cat. Kilkenny Castle in the background going, Kilkenny and the cats.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Classic, right? So we said we'd get some cats as well.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine, Helena Duggan, who's my housemate, who's now married, whatever, could have happened between us, had your chance. And but the thing is, right, the thing is, we needed to get a loan of cats.
Yeah.
So this lady, who Helena's friend, gave us a loan of her cats, but she was so special about them. Like, she brought them to us and then she wouldn't even let us touch them. Or,
so it didn't work out.
No, it didn't. Right.
And she obviously hasn't gotten over it. She's texting in national radio. Your special subject is Michael Jackson for today. I'm going to put that down. I know you know a lot about MJ. Now, you're going to meet your competitor, Fred Cook. You're going to be playing against a man from Listowel-Varna in County Clare. It's Pat Byrne O'Connell. How are you, Pat?
Not too bad, Alan. Yourself?
I'm very good, Pat. Pat, you're playing against Freddie Cook. Do you know who he is?
How are you, Pat?
How are you, Freddie? How are you keeping?
Great to hear from you.
The funniest man in today FM.
Oh, thank you so much. Maybe I should get my own show after all. Oh, thank you so much, Pat.
Pat, you do realise I'm the quiz master here. And what's your specialist topic?
I was going through my kids' school book list, and there was a geography book on top, so I said geography.
Okay, all right.
So, a great chance.
Geography will do, don't be worrying. Now, Pat, I want you to win here. No offence, Fred. I'm going to give you a head start by letting Fred go first, all right?
How does that make sense?
Because it means that he'll see what the quiz is like.
Okay, sorry, right. Okay.
Fred, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. In which county would you find the Curragh?
You'd find the Curragh in Kildare.
S&M and Umbrella are hits by which singer?
My old girlfriend Rihanna.
Who is the drummer with U2?
Larry Jr. Mullen.
What was the name of Michael Jackson's theme park?
Neverland.
Iceberg and Butterhead are types of?
Ice creams.
Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps is from which country?
England.
Who directed the movie Dunkirk?
Christopher Nolan.
Is Love Island an ITV show or the name of Lady Gaga's new album?
ITV show.
Oh my God, Fred Cook, 8 in a row.
Yes!
You got 8, was it? No, 6. What did he get wrong?
Don't do that to me.
You didn't get anything wrong.
I didn't get anything. What did I get wrong?
Oh, lettuce.
No, I've had those as ice creams.
and America. Sorry, America. I'm all over the place.
What's
Michael
this?
Phelps.
Oh, I thought he was English.
All right, Pat.
He's an English.
Can you do better than that, Pat?
I hope so.
Okay, here we go. What is the main ingredient in box tea?
Zero.
Actor Hugh Jackman hails from?
England.
Horse, chestnut and sycamore are types of?
Trees.
What do you call the limestone lambs?
Foreign.
That you're right. The Ashes is a tournament associated with which sport?
Say again?
The Ashes is a tournament associated with which sport?
Cricket.
Jessica Fletcher was the lead character in which 80s TV show?
The murder mystery thing, I can't think of it.
Oh, your clock is still going. Murder, She Wrote, you're right. In which county would you find the Rock of Cashel?
Tipperary.
What is the current hit single by Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee?
God knows.
Lisbon is the capital city of which country?
Portugal.
Piglet, Eeyore and Christopher Robin are characters from what Disney story? He loves honey. He's a little bear.
I'm no clue.
Is that 6 or 7? Yes.
The number 2.
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
Did he get it? Hold on.
This is so.
What's 3 plus 2? No.
What?
5.
5. Yeah.
What are you joking with me?
You won.
No, that is so unfair. Pat, I'm a great fan. I'm a great fan of Listowel-Varna. I met many of my girlfriends there over the summertime, and I've been in your pub. If you'd any decency now, you'd let me win this competition.
Pat, you win a pair of tickets to see Nile Rodgers, Sheik, and Shaka Khan at the 3 Arena on the 25th of October.
Thank you very much. Thank
Good
you.
Man, Pat. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Fred, thanks for coming in. Enjoy your gig tonight.
Always a pleasure.
That's Celeb versus Pleb.
Today FM with Al Porter.